Good morning again. We have some guests with us this morning. I'm going to introduce them in just a minute. But before I do, I want you to take a look at this picture, this map that Luke has put together for us this week. This identifies the missionaries and mission work that we as a church are involved in around the world. So some of your tithes and offerings goes to support this work. And we hope your prayers are going to support it as well. So down here in Ecuador, J.R. and Becky Krause, our Free Methodist missionaries there that we support, they're going to be with us in a couple of weeks to share what's going on in Ecuador. Move up to Spain, Josh and Susie Fajardo are there. We support them. And move over to Hungary, Jerry and Katie McNamara, and Larry and Katie Winkles. Jerry will be with us later this fall to share. And go down into Africa. We have our connected community in Gahanda, Rwanda. And this morning, we have, well, over there in Japan, Chris and Yuko Wilkins are here to share. So come on up, Chris and Yuko. They know something about us because while their church was closed in Japan, they spent a number of weeks worshiping with us online. Isn't that cool? So would you welcome them this morning?
Thank you. Well, it's nice to be with you again. I want to thank you first. We came our first time to the old building. This was more than 15 years ago. And we were one of the first international couples for Free Methodist Missions. And they had no provision at that time for green cards. And so we got a bill for $2,000, and we came and spoke here, and you guys covered it. So blessings on you. Thank you very much. Well, as you can see, we have some facts here. I'm going to go through these statistics, and Rick is going to move them along a little bit because we want to get to the good part, which is Yuko sharing. She's going to talk about people. But you can see that there's very few Christians in Japan, about half a percent. And the church, you can see, is in negative growth. And so we're trying to combat that. We're working with a group called Train and Multiply, and it's a discipleship movement. And I often characterize it as that little cloud the size of a hand that Elijah talked about. It's growing, and God is doing something. I first went to Japan more than 30 years ago, and I have to say this is the first time I've seen anything happening with the locals. And the pastors are getting enthused, and they're talking discipleship. Usually they think in the idea that the pastor is in charge, and it's up to him to do everything. And we're trying to get the lay people involved, starting their little, where did we go this morning? The coffee shop, Starbucks, okay. Starbucks groups. I'm incoherent in three languages, folks, so bear with me. Starbucks groups, home cell groups, and whatever, trying to get them involved in sharing their faith. So, 5%. Honey, you wanted to go on.
So, evangelical Christian, 0.5%, meaning is, that means if your neighborhood has 200 people, only one Christian lives there. So maybe you are the only Christian in your neighborhood. I said neighborhood, but think about if you're going to the Wegmans, so you have 200 customers and employees. So you are the only one Christian in the store. If you are in a 200 student school, you are the only one Christian student in your school. If you are 200 employees, office, company, you are the only Christian in your company. That is Japan.
Mm. All right. Thank you, honey. And so here you have a little map of Japan, and the missions even have gone down in the last decades. There's 8,000 churches in Japan right now, but most of these churches, I'd say the average is 25 people. And the average age in these churches, I'd say, is 60. And you have many churches that have no pastor, so a pastor is covering for two churches or three. And the pastors are going on until they're 75 because there aren't enough pastors to cover. So how do we reach these folks? You're going to see a picture up here of some little girls. There they are, and they're all using tracts. Well, an American team came over to help us, and they didn't know that it's inappropriate to do this. They handed out tracts on the train, and so you can see these little children. They use cartoon gospels. We call them manga, and they're very popular over there. I've never seen one thrown on the ground. So how do we reach them? Well, this is what we were doing before COVID, but it was all canceled, and you think, oh, you know, in a place where it's very hardened towards the gospel, how do you reach them? And then everything is closed down. But actually, last year, we had the best year of ministry we've ever had. It was, it's so like the Lord, isn't it, to do contrary to our expectations. We're doing Zoom, the seminar by Zoom. We've already reached 1,000 people. Now, when you figure that there's 8,000 churches, maybe there's 10,000 pastors. So we've reached 1,000 folks already with this Train and Multiply seminar, and over 300 churches. And we've just had three denominations take on the responsibility for in-house training of Train and Multiply discipleship in their own denomination. So the Lord is doing something wonderful. This is the principle we work on. You'll see this in most missions today. We're all getting very intentional. You know, it used to be the idea, oh, get them to church and we'll trust the Lord to move them along. Well, now we're getting much more intentional in our witness. And one of the things we do is in multiplication, it used to be the pastor would get one, and the pastor would get one, and the pastor would get one, and you're adding slowly. But the idea now is to get everybody getting one. And our area director said he'd like to see Asia, 1 million people saved through the ministry of the Free Methodist Church in Asia. And so I did the math on this with the multiplication. If each one wins one every year, it takes you 8 years to get to 250. And in the next 10 years, this will blow your mind, more than 1 million people, 1.25 million people in 18 years. And what do we got here? We got 250 here. So you're 8 years ahead in 10 years. Wow, Western New York, hallelujah! Okay, we're moving right along. There you can see the multiplication. And these are some of the folks on the Zoom. We'd have three screens of Zoom as we were going along. And one of the things about Train and Multiply is we don't just do a seminar and you're finished. Japanese, they'll come to a seminar, they'll have their notebook and, you know, their pens and pencils all lined up in array. And after the seminar's over, the book goes back on the shelf. Ah, did that. No, but we keep coaching, and Yuko has a great story. Oh, these are some folks. We just had a seminar from Australia and America. We're going to be doing one at the Air Force Base when we get back. I'm talking to two pastors from Pakistan who want to do the seminar. So, and there's been four pastors in Genesis Conference that have expressed interest. So the Lord is using this. And Yuko wants to share some of the personal stuff now.
Yeah, after seminar, we do the coaching. Finished seminar, it's not finished yet. So we start coaching, trying to one by one. So I found 10 lady pastor or church leaders and the kind of commitment together, and frequently we see on Zoom, and I encourage them. So I have a 3E strategy. One is encourage them, equip them, and empower them. That is my 3E strategy. And this lady, the lady pastor, her name is Kiyomi Sensei. She's a specific or a particular special pastor for me. When we start a coaching session, she only have 10 people in her church. And then we're just talking about her church, what you want to do, church history, and what you done. So what do you desire? What God telling to you? And she said, our church is so small and half of that is over 70. We need more younger people, young family come to our church. So she did a lot of things, but it's not happened anything. So, and what is your vision from God? So she said, of course, young people. How many, I asked? She said, maybe 30. She said, kind of I feel she's not telling truth. I feel like that. And I asked her again, you said 30, is that came from God? And she said, actually, I feel like 100, but now only have 10 to 100, this big leap, big step, and I hesitate to say from my mouth. That she said. So, but she, her vision is 100. And then we start talking strategy. If you have 10 people, if you have a 10 house church, one house church reach another 10, it's already 100. So it's not impossible. We can do that. So I encourage her, and she start preparing. And early this year, she start five house churches already. Mm-hmm. And we left Japan early June, and that time she report to me, now include house church, she had already 29. So it's not impossible. Something happened in Japan. So I have like 10 lady pastor and church leaders, the coaching one by one right now.
Amen. And since November of last year, these different folks that we're coaching, they've had 8 baptisms. This is phenomenal for Japan. I said this at a church the other day. He said, that'd be phenomenal for America. So, and we're just one of a dozen leadership teams. So this is Ikumi Sensei. She's the pastor of the Free Methodist Church in Machida. Yuko was pastoring there. I was assisting, and she was in seminary. Now she's taken over the reins. She's done the seminar with us. She has 2 women who want to go door to door to find persons of peace where they can start home Bible studies and fellowship groups. And here she's being ordained, and she's leading that church now. We have some people that from that church, the evangelism leader that I've been doing the seminar with, these folks came to the Lord through the Train to Multiply, and we had a baptism for them.
So here is Japan. I said I have 10 people, Coach E, and there is something happened that last August. So one island, South Island, one lady pastor baptized 3 October, last October. And this is us, the Machida in Tokyo has 2. And then this is up north, Ibaragi, had 1 university student saved. And then this is Chiba, another 2 young lady baptized. And this is South Miyazaki, is another 1 lady baptized. And this is Yokohama, another lady pastor, the church saved 1 lady. So only start from August, last until this June, so many people start saved by this training, seminar and coaching. So we can't reach those people, but I can reach those lady pastors, and those pastors reach their neighborhood people. That is Train and Multiply.
Yes, and that Ibaraki church, the pastor has also been in contact with a Yakuza member. He's an older man. Yakuza is the Japanese mafia, and so he's given his heart to the Lord, and he's considering baptism also. So that brings us, amen, praise the Lord. All glory to Jesus, he's wonderful. And it's so exciting. It can be very dry there. I have handed out tracts in neighborhoods and just been in tears because it just felt like a vacuum, you know, sucking the spirit out of you. So dry there spiritually. But God is working and we praise him for it. We have some prayer requests here for you. And that would be, we'd ask you to pray for the Train to Multiply leaders. pray for these denominations to take on the in-house responsibility of doing this for themselves. Help us to get it implemented. It's good to talk about it, but it's better to walk the walk than to just talk about it. And that's why we're constantly encouraging people. So how are you following your strategy? How is the plan going? And encouraging them. I haven't been able to go out because of the COVID. Japan is still closed down. But I have invitations from several churches to go and help them with their evangelism once we can get out into the streets again. So, and also pray for Yuko. She's doing translation of the booklets. Many of them are already translated, but we still have a bunch to go. All right. Thank you, honey.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Isn't she a dear? When we first got married, we did everything in Japanese, which was, if you knew my Japanese, how difficult that must have been for her. But, all right. This is your life. This is your life. Big sign in the heavens, several light years across, and it's your story. And next to that big screen, you always wanted to be on the big screen, eh? Well, you're not feeling that way this day, because right next to that screen is the big throne of God, and that's, a couple million light years across. All right? And there you are sitting at, kneeling, quivering at the feet of God. This was your life, and all your sins come up on the screen. And this is when you have, I'm going to give you some new theology today. This is called the oops line. Oops line, it starts with a O, capital O's, and a line all the way through eternity. And it's got a PS at the end, oops. You blew it. No turning back, too late. Now, I got this out of a chick track, and this was very instrumental in my coming to Jesus years ago. At the end of the track, it says, "This could be your life." And it gives you there at the throne, and it says, "My good and faithful servant." And this is the segment, okay? You won't get this in seminary, okay? The segment, made it, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. All right, and it's only a segment because you're not gonna just stand there and do nothing. It's time to get on and do things with Jesus. Exciting, all right, this is your life. Well, we're starting a series today called Life Stories, and so I thought I'd start that little bit off on this is how my life got started. That chick track was very instrumental in my life. I was raised, I was raised a good Irish Catholic, went to Our Lady of Perpetual Help in Lindenhurst, Long Island, and then went to college, still a believer. My first year, I became a, lukewarm agnostic, and then by the end of my first year, I was a devout heathen. Yeah, it kind of ruined my faith, but the Lord didn't let me stay there and get totally wasted. I went to jail a couple times, and then went down a painted post, and the fellow that turned me on to the drug scene, his name also is Chris. He had just become a Christian, and I remember when he opened the door, we're expecting a drug party, and he says, "Oh, praise the Lord." And I turned to my brother and I said, "Oh, bummer, he's a Christian." And so we stayed there 10 days, and he wanted to go to a Bible study every day. I said, "Look, Chris, I'll go to your Bible studies, but we go to the bar after, okay? I mean, let's be fair." And so we did that, and one by one, my brother, my friend, they both got saved, and I was the last one, holdout, late bloomer. And we went on to a commune in Hawaii, and that was great. We did evangelism there. I remember going out on Waikiki with my friend Daniel. He had a, and I don't think he stole this, I can't prove it, but he had a shopping cart, and we had a 12-volt battery and a microphone, and he put his guitar in there, and I was terrified, you know. 2 Corinthians 12, I will boast therefore of my weaknesses, because when I am weak, in Christ I am strong. And my knees were shaking, but we'd go out there and I'd sing and he'd play the guitar, and it was a great time of growth in the Lord. I remember I met a lot of Japanese there, and I started studying Japanese while I was there, and I shared with some Japanese one day that there is no name under heaven whereby we must be saved other than Jesus Christ. And he asked me to repeat it, and I had enough trouble with it the first time, so I did it again, and he goes, "Bukkyo! Bukkyo!" Because he was a little intoxicated, but Bukkyo is Buddhism. And so my first beginnings were a little sketchy. Then left there, went to Christians in Action, and their forte was door-to-door witnessing. I was with them for 7 years, did their radio broadcast, and I still remember, we'd go out witnessing 3 times a week in that group, and on Tuesday nights we'd have Action Night, and we'd all go out and we'd have a radio broadcast at the end. And I did their radio broadcasts, and Brother Shelley came running in at just 30 seconds to go, and he says, Chris, oh, I had 3 holes in 1 tonight. I said, what do you mean, Brother Lee? He says, 3 young people came to Christ on a golf course tonight, and I had 14 seconds to go. And I says, well, Brother Lee, that just goes to show you that his fairways are not our fairways. And then it just, go tell your world that you're a Christian. You know, it was a great segue. We only remember the good stuff, I guess, huh? So then I came to Roberts Wesleyan, and I applied for visa.